Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Do you really have two first names?
It's Rich and Rich.
But that is it. First name, last name.
Yeah.
Then what is it? That's like being named Bob Robert.
Sure. Bob Robertson.
Or Jim James.
Jimmy Johnson?
No, that's the first name and the last name.
Oh.
Yeah, my whole bit was the phrase, never trust a man with two first names. And then, you know, I don't know, there's like Pete Carroll, the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, right?
Okay.
That's two first names. Don't trust that guy.
Okay.
Right. For a while, when I lived in Seattle, like a whole bunch of people on the Seattle Seahawks NFL football team had two first names, and I'd totally rib all of the locals who were into the Seahawks football team. I'd be like, you can't trust any of these bastards because Russell Wilson, it's two first names. He's the quarterback.
What makes the last name a first name? A first name, a last name.
Well, so if we look to history for the answer to this question, we will find that last names originated as what you did, right?
Oh.
Shoemaker,
oh, yeah.
Goldsmith, you know, stuff like that. I don't know about that one. Am I? But from there, you know, it just sort of became, you know, like Johnson is the guy over there, John, it's his son.
Okay.
But his name's Bill.
Okay.
And it's not John, so it's like Bill, you know, John's son, and that became Bill Johnson.
Okay.
That's how that one became. So,
but there's also a Free Talk Live host or former host named Johnson as a first name.
I thought he was just like the mononym, you know, like Madonna.
Okay.
He was just Johnson.
No, he has a last name.
That's not his last name?
No.
Oh, his first name is the last name.
Right.
Wow. I guess
his name is my name, too.
That's John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. I believe there's a hyphen there, so somewhere out there is a Mrs. Jingleheimer, or Mr. Jingleheimer, and married somebody named Schmidt. And so I can only imagine. I still have this question. It's never been answered. If you're out there listening, and you were born with a hyphenated last name. In other words, you know, your mom and your dad got married, and they decided to combine their two last names together with a hyphen.
Just to screw with you.
And that was your last name. And then you grew up, and you got married to somebody that also had a hyphenated last name. What did you do with your names when you got married? Or do you now have
triple
four?
Hyphens.
Do you have four words and all hyphens? Did you just take a couple of the names and combine them together
with
one hyphen?
You know what they should do? I have a little bit of advice for this problem, for this dilemma. Just make up a new last name.
Maybe take the first, you know, two letters or whatever, a syllable of each of the last names and create a whole brand new last name. That'd be good.
Yeah, or just like whatever you'd like.
Or it'd be horrible. I'm not sure. It depends on the names.
I think everybody should do that. It's like, why do you take the husband's last name? Just make up a new last name.
All right.
Cool.
His name you take.
I have to tell you guys before we go on that Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. Library is an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of that here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey. That's a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators. During YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes. Could be taken down at any moment. Thankfully, Odyssey started offering live streaming, so now we're streaming live every night, posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey, and you can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel over at video.freetalklive.com. You can also go over to lbry.com to download the desktop app. And if you use that, every video archive you watch, you'll help seed and keep it online forever. Please visit video.freetalklive.com. Follow us on Odyssey today. Video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Turd Ferguson calling from Pennsylvania. Turd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, guys. So I've got a little bit of a different topic tonight, a little bit darker one.
Lay it on us, bro.
Sure. To preface this, I haven't smoked any weed in about a week, so I might not be as level-headed as I and mild-mannered as I normally am, but I'll try to go slow and kind of take you through the facts here.
So this is Evil Turd Ferguson.
Are you from another dimension? Wait, do you have a goatee?
I have a full out beard now.
What happened to the real Turd Ferguson?
I am the real Turd Ferguson, I promise you.
All right, go ahead.
So in 2020, early 2020, I think you guys will remember a little word called hydroxychloroquine.
Yep.
Yep, this was a medicine that was originally touted as being a effective treatment against COVID-19 before a certain cartel, a big pharma cartel, came after it and tried to destroy it.
So far, so good.
Yeah, and actually there's a big conspiracy behind this. So Bill Gates, who is one of the richest men in the world, and who has been a part of this big pharma cartel over the past 2 years and has a large stake in Gilead, which makes the drug remdesivir, the patented drug, which pharmaceutical companies can still make a ton of money off of. In 2020, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, and the Bill Gates-funded WHO conspired together to put hydroxychloroquine in a coffin for good, so that it couldn't compete with remdesivir. They did this by literally committing premeditated murder, where they conducted a fake study under the WHO label, where they actually gave patients, senior citizens who had COVID, lethal doses, borderline lethal daily doses at 2,400 milligrams of hydroxychloroquine. To give you some perspective, you're only supposed to give people 400 milligrams a day. So on day one, they started out with 2,400 milligrams and then gave them twice the dose, 800 milligrams every day after for this trial.
Okay.
And it resulted in the death of between 1 and 200 senior citizens. Premeditatively, the doctors knew that this was a danger. The doctors who participated in the study knew that this was a dangerous dose, and they did it anyway.
Yep.
A similar study was done in Brazil, too. And the Brazilian prosecutors, who aren't sold out to Big Pharma the way our country is actually already trying to prosecute the WHO, from what I understand, for the premeditated murder of senior citizens down in Brazil for the exact same manner. And Bill Gates and Dr. Scampany Fauci are behind this conspiracy to murder people to make hydroxychloroquine look fraudulent. And I know that this sounds crazy, like a conspiracy theory, but it's not. It's 100% true.
Our official Free Talk Live health correspondent, Nikki Moonshine, Nikki Moonbeam has been nodding along as you've told the story, Nikki.
So beginning of COVID, I literally worked in a nursing home and I watched this happen. So absolutely they were, and this was happening, I'm assuming, all around the United States. I only know what I saw personally with my own eyes, and I only know what other nurses and healthcare workers from around the world have told me. But absolutely, they were giving people lethal doses of hydroxychloroquine in the beginning. And then they were like, oh, this is horrible, it doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. At that time, I didn't know anything about it, and I didn't know, like, what the dosage was, and I honestly didn't even know, you know, I just didn't know much about it. And then when I left that job and then went to my job at the hospital, they started using remdesivir, which is another medication that you mentioned briefly. And that medication, they were also overdosing people on. It was killing them, and a common side effect of that is tanking blood pressure, like the blood pressure drops, liver and kidney failure. So, and then it stems into, you know, after a few days, multi-system organ failure.
Right, right.
So they were just murdering these people and then being like, it's COVID, it's COVID, it's COVID. We have to put them on ventilators because they can't breathe. And really what it was doing is their lungs were filling with fluid and they were calling it pneumonia. And it was just a huge mess.
I have a question real quick.
Yes.
Because the theory that Turd Ferguson proposed was that they were overdosing hydroxychloroquine so they could get remdesivir to market, but why bring it to market if they're going to overdose people with it anyway?
Hey, Turd, can you hang on?
Yeah, stand by.
Is what I think.
Well, you could just
they wanted to blame all of the deaths.
Assumably, you would like an answer from Ted Ferguson about your question. We will get to that.
Either. Yeah.
We will get to that here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. This is the Sunday Night Edition. More is on the way.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yo, dog, I heard you like Free Talk Live.
So we're going to do an episode of Free Talk Live while Free Talk Live is going, where we're commenting on Free Talk Live. We're calling it Pimp My Free Talk Live.
Pimp My back. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live K3000. I don't know.
They watched recorded movies of B-movies, though. It's not like they were watching the news live.
I know, but I still think it'd be fun.
Okay.
603-283-6160. That's the telephone number here in the studio. If you'd like to join us, we'll get to your calls.
Coming up at Forkfest, the Peanut Gallery, while Free Talk Live is broadcasting.
That's what you call it. You call it the Peanut Gallery. That's exactly the name of the show. For those of you who don't understand what we're talking about, I hypothesized a fictitious show where there's a room, and in that room, on a screen, Free Talk Live is playing live. With whatever, you know, let's say it's Tuesday's hosts, right? Tuesday's hosts are on screen talking, and then there's three people sitting watching in this room, watching this screen of Free Talk Live, but these three people are also co-hosts of Free Talk Live.
Just not just on Tuesday.
Not the Tuesday hosts, so like us, for example, sitting there, and now we're doing like an MST3K, that's Mystery Science Theater 3000 for the uninitiated, like an MST3K sort of, like we're commenting on their commentary. It's kind of like what the chat room does, I guess, except it would be a little bit different. But what did you say?
And we can the Peanut Gallery?
That's,
and we can monetize the content.
Yes, I wanted a name for this show, and I think you've come up with it.
There you go.
I love the idea of it being at Forkfest or Porkfest.
Yeah.
So it's like we have whatever the hosts at the table doing their thing, and then you put another microphone at like the Peanut Gallery circle, and they're just like, blah, 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 taxation is theft or whatever libertarians talk about.
We'll see if that comes to transpire. We have calls to get to, but I have to tell you about Forkfest 2020. Since Nikki Moonbeam, Beamershine, I don't know, whatever we're calling you these days, brought it up. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual Forkfest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which sold out for the first time in 2021. Forkfest takes place the week after Porkfest. But Forkfest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket costs and nobody's in charge. All you have to do is join the fun by reserving your camping or RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground. June 27th through July 3rd. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people, activists, and that type of folk in the Shire. You can find out more over at forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees, find the Telegram chat, find the Matrix chat, and the Forkfest forum. Again, find all that stuff over at forkfest.party. Hope to see you there. Come and party with the captain. And, Nikki, I don't think Richie is going to attend.
Sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We had, where did it go? Did I flush him? No,
Turd Turgeson.
Okay. Yeah, there he is. Turd, you're back on with us. So, Rich, you had asked him a question.
Well, I posed a general question because it was based on what Turd had said and then also what Nikki was saying afterwards.
What was the question?
So, Turd Ferguson said hydroxychloroquine was overdosing. They were prescribing overdoses of it so as to make it look bad so remdesivir could be brought to market. And then Nikki said they were overdosing people with remdesivir to make it look like COVID was bad. And my general question is, why put hydroxychloroquine out of business, right, to bring in remdesivir if you're going to do the same thing and then still not be able to get any of the, you know, the finances from it because you just put your own product out?
Well, for several reasons. Well, first of all, remdesivir is only known as a treatment. It's not a vaccine, and the vaccine is where all the real money, is. But let me say, hydroxychloroquine has no patent at all. Its patent's expired, so it's a generic drug.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody makes any money off that. It could be, I mean, this stuff can be synthesized so easily. I mean, it probably costs more to package in tin foil than it actually does to synthesize. So to get rid of hydroxychloroquine, which was, all the data early on in the pandemic proves beyond any reasonable doubt that it was a good treatment along with zinc and a myriad of other drugs, including doxycycline. It was obviously treating patients. And this was very, very bad for Dr. Fauci, who is not the head of the NIAID, not the head of the NIH. He is a businessman. He's been doing this for years and years and years. He is a criminal. And this is the real reason I wanted to call in, because I know FBI agents listen to Free Talk Live all the time and, you know, wasting taxpayer money doing that. So to the FBI agents that are listening right now, I challenge you to go corroborate, verify everything I just said, or try to refute it, which they can't. So I would just, you know, first just check to make sure it's true, and they'll be able to do so very easily. And then once they've done that, they need to arrest Bill Gates for premeditated murder and throw him in prison, because that's what we do to murderers in this country. We throw them in prison.
Hey, thanks for the call, Ted Ferguson.
I mean, I don't think that actually answered the question. But
yeah, it was an answer, you know. The answer was a bit.
It answered the first question, which was why would you want to replace hydroxychloroquine, right?
Yeah.
But why bring your own product to market that's not going to be effective, that's also going to kill people, and therefore not going to be profitable in the long run? Because no one's going to use the drug that's ineffective or detrimental.
And what also is happening is that they're threatening doctors, right? So even if a doctor speaks up and is like, I want to use this medication versus using remdesivir because I don't think it's working,
right?
Then they get threatened, like, no, you have to use this. This is the only option. It's hospital policy. That was another one they love to pull. It's hospital policy. And there was actually, like, the federal government came out and said, like, state hospitals are only allowed to use, this is the only medications, or maybe it wasn't like the feds, but like the head up people at whatever, you know, FDA, whatever, they were telling the hospitals, this is the medications that you're allowed to use. So I don't know what sort of bribery was happening at higher levels of the hospitals, but basically it came down to doctors were not allowed to prescribe the medications they wanted to. And then even it got to the point where if doctors wanted to, you know, give somebody a legitimate vaccine exemption, if they had had a really bad side effect, they would get threatened, like their license being pulled.
Okay. So due to the government's overreach into all things healthcare, healthcare suffers from the same thing that just, you know, regular government does, which is it's being top down instead of bottom up as far as management is concerned.
Sure.
Gone are the days when your personal physician would, based on your history, your medical history, his knowledge of you, you know, what all the things that have gone on in your past and, you know, all the stuff that they take into account, would they devise a plan specifically for you, the individual? Gone are those days. Instead, now they are only, as Nikki pointed out, allowed to prescribe certain things.
And if they were going to, if they were making the vaccines the most important thing, they could have OD people on hydroxychloroquine, skipped remdesivir, and just went straight to vaccines with the same effect. And not have to,
but then we wouldn't have the mass, you know, deaths of COVID.
Okay.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden is sending his national security advisor for talks with a senior Chinese official in Rome as concerns grow that China is amplifying Russian disinformation in the Ukraine war and may even be helping Russia evade punishment from economic sanctions. The talks between National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and Senior Foreign Policy Administrator Zhang Yiqi will center on efforts to manage the competition between our two countries and discuss the impact of Russia's war against Ukraine on global security. A woman stabbed her date, whom she had met online, in retaliation for the 2020 death of an Iranian military leader killed in an American drone strike. Nika Nikubin has been charged with attempted murder and battery with a deadly weapon, as well as burglary. Nikubin met the man on a website. The pair then agreed to meet at Sunset Station Hotel. Nikubin is scheduled to appear in court for a preliminary hearing. This is USA Radio News. Republican U.S. senators are imploring the Biden administration to reverse course and allow the transfer of Poland's MiG fighter jets to the Ukrainians to fight the Russian invasion. A sign the Defense Department's rejection of the offer may be running into steep resistance on Capitol Hill. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This administration has been a step behind every step of the way.
40 GOP senators signed on to a letter from Senators Joni Ernst from Iowa and Mitt Romney from Utah, urging President Biden to answer the plea from Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, who told lawmakers if the U.S. couldn't help with a no-fly zone, it could at least send more planes so they could fight the battle with Russia themselves. The national average price for gas did not go up for the first time in over 2 months, holding steady at $4.32 a gallon on average nationwide. 1 year ago today, we were looking at $2.85 a gallon. Highest prices on the West Coast, with California leading the way. This is USA Radio News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit, and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And what do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt.
That's right, Richie Rich. You win. Tell him what he's won, Nikki.
A seat on Free Talk Live.
Hey, oh, all right.
I was really hoping for a lifetime supply of Remdesivir.
The phones are packed right now. The only open line is our SIP line. You can find out more about that over at freetalklive.com. I believe sip.freetalklive.com. Let's go straight away to the calls and the fun. Let's start with Billy calling from New Mexico. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. I think I can maybe answer that the rest of that question for that you guys that I didn't answer all of it. And I think what I use, like, I never can pronounce that one drug, Resbenadryl or whatever.
Yep.
But I think the reason why they used that instead of hydroxychloroquine, he was right, don't make no money off of it. I think Bill Gates and maybe Fauci have some part of a patent on it, so they made money. And I know personally a handful of people here in Albuquerque that were sick, went to the hospital, and then I started telling everybody, do not go to the hospital when you're sick, because they were giving them that, and they were going into renal failure. So, but, you know, they're not going to say that their drug caused, sorry, my dog is barking. Benton.
Yeah.
And, you know, this way that they can pad their numbers. And of course, they're not going to blame it on their drug. They're going to say, well, they died of COVID. You know, yeah. It's just like.
It's such a short term gain, though. But the drug is useless. And, you
well, and you know that now that you know, like Biden said, now we got this new pill that we're going to hand out to everybody else. And yeah. Basically, what it is hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin.
I have a theory, and
they make the money because they created this drug, and now they have the patent on it. And I'm sure you guys watch TV, and all you see now is drugs after drugs. They're pushing every vaccine. Everything. I'm afraid to take any prescription drug. I'm afraid they're putting crap in it. They want to, you know, because I believe that the vaccine was a population control drug. It was to kill us. It wasn't to save us. They were getting almost $100,000 a death, weren't they?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Billy. We appreciate it. I have a theory, and that is that humankind, in general, it feels better when there's, I'm going to call it a duality of choice, right? So there's not always free choice. Sometimes you're only limited to two choices. And this is something that we see in politics, right? There's only Democrats and Republicans, and everybody else is just this, like, ignored.
Wasted votes.
Know, yeah. And then, you know, with other things, there's usually like two of a thing, right? You know, when I moved to New Hampshire, there are only two cable companies here, right?
And that's one more than a lot of places.
Right, yeah. But what I'm saying is like folks are more comfortable when there's like two of a thing. So my theory is that they put this drug on the market just so that there was a second drug on the market so people wouldn't be all like, you're forcing this one drug on, or there's only one choice, okay. Or one, you know, that's just a theory.
That seems reasonable. The short-term profit seems reasonable, I guess.
Yeah.
Nikki also said off-air, it's just weird. I go, that's probably the best answer.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to say that, you know, I respect all of these people who have done phenomenal things like this. And in the case of Bill Gates, so, you know, he according to what I heard, his program, the Windows program that he originally presented to IBM, when IBM was looking for somebody to do the PCs, and according to what I heard, it wasn't the best one. But somehow he was very capable or able to somehow put it across despite the fact that his wasn't the best.
He also bought it from somebody else and licensed it and sold the license of somebody else's software.
Okay.
Initially.
Well, I didn't know all the details. I heard that. And with Mark Zuckerberg, I understand that he had a couple of partners, and he convinced these two partners that the whole thing wasn't worth nearly as much as it was. And then he agreed that with them to go into an agreement with him, whereby they would sell their share to him at a price much, much lower than what it was. The whole thing was really worth. They agreed to it. Then he paid them, and they discovered that it was worth much more, so they went to court, and the judge said it was too late, there's nothing they could do about it anymore.
They sued him because he basically stole their idea. He was hired as a programmer to build a website similar to Facebook in college, and then didn't do the work, and then built it on the side and launched it as Facebook anyway.
Okay. All right. And then with the case of Albert Einstein, Albert Einstein comes from the same area of Germany as my forefathers. And so he was a phenomenal guy as well. But in his case, his theory of general relativity, he presented it to the board, and they were going to test it out to see if it was correct. In other words, the bending of light. And they went down into the Caucasus Mountains, I believe it was during the First World War, and what happened was that the scientists were prevented from doing anything because they wouldn't let them into the exact place that they needed to go. And then later on, they wanted to test it again, I think, and then there were some clouds in the way, so they weren't able to test it again. And then in the meantime, Albert Einstein corrected it, and then they tested it and was right. And the other thing I found out about Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity, it was right as far as he could projected as far as his mathematics were concerned. But in the meantime, I found out from a couple of friends of mine who were fairly theoretical physicists, they said that there are going to be corrections to that, slight corrections to that over time, because there are certain subatomic particles that affect it, and he could never have known about that, but it wasn't his mistake, but it's just for your general interest that will be slightly corrected over time to reflect the effect that subatomic particles have upon the whole thing.
Okay, well, hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Just getting a little too heady there.
Informative.
Yeah. Dude's got a lot to say, letting somebody ramble on for too long is bad radio. So thank you for the call, of course.
And yet here we are, still on the air.
That's a great point.
It's also frowned upon to talk badly about the show that you're on.
Okay. I'm just saying we tend to ramble on.
What?
Do we not?
I mean, I do. Okay. This is true. We vamp frequently, but we're the hosts.
Okay.
Right, the callers are supposed to be on point.
All right.
I guess. I don't know.
Double standard talk live.
I don't know, man. People seem to like us.
I try to have no standard because it helps with the callers. Right. This is why we get the rambling on. All right. So, yeah.
You've been judged as too heady and too informative and too smart for the host. Goodbye.
The guy never pauses, right? Like,
it's amazing.
So I'm not trying to rip on the guy, but it's just an observation.
Yeah, he does have a lot of good stuff to say. I mean, he's definitely well informed on several different topics, but it's a lot to take in all at once.
Do you think that he saves it up? he's just waiting for his opportunity.
I think
it's
probably like
it's an overinflated balloon, and as soon as you say, Robert, you're on the air, just let's go, and it all comes out.
Verbal diarrhea.
I've mentioned this before. It's probably because having probably called into a number of other shows where you get such a limited amount of time to talk, and you're never going to get in.
Yeah.
Right, you speak as fast as you can to get your point out as quick as you can because you're going to get cut off in like 30 seconds anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
We have callers that do that.
Right, but you don't have to do that on this show.
Yeah.
Right? You can talk as slow as you want.
It's always at the host's discretion.
It is, but if you're entertaining, informative, and engaging, you'll get held over a segment.
Yeah.
And we'll keep
the
conversation going.
True.
The subjective rule is be interesting.
Right.
Right now, that could be entertaining. That could be factual. It could be a lot of things.
Okay.
And it is subject to interpretation.
But
so
you're not going to get cut off on after 30 seconds if you're interesting, per se.
Generally speaking.
Right.
Unless the host has a bad attitude or didn't like the timbre of your tintinnabulation.
Right. And he calls in frequently enough where he should know better by now that he can just like have a normal conversation, get all that stuff out, and probably get more of it out if we're able to talk, converse, and ask questions.
603-283-6160 if you would like to join in the conversation. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Did you know that if Rin Tin Tin is barking, then that is a Rin Tin Tin tintinnabulation?
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome back. Thank you. Haven't heard that in a minute. What do you got one? You got a welcome back?
Not really, no.
Okay, all right.
I just do my dance.
You just do it. Everybody watching at video.freetalklive.com.
This is what you get.
We've got some calls to get to. We'll get to those in just a moment in the studio for this final segment already. Wow, this feels so sure is fun when you're having flies. Wait, no, that's what the frog said. To the other frog. Time sure is fun when you're having flies. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Thank you for the audio interlude, the ribbit.
Was that a tintinabulation?
I always try to, sneak some, soundboard stuff in there, the ribbit, manual soundboard.
Ribbit is also, what do they call it, onomatopoeia?
Onomatopoeia.
The word sounds like the thing, like belch, right? Kind of sounds like, what you do when you belch. So
yeah. Buzz.
Right, yeah, onomatopoeia. So I have to say thank you to Colby Keddington. Colby Keddington is a silver level amplifier. That means he contributes some money to Free Talk Live every month to our AMPS program. Advertise, market, promote, and support. This helps us get onto more radio stations and promote Free Talk Live and, the greater message of freedom. It's what we do here. And he enjoys us so much that he became a silver amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. I guess Colby could be a girl, too. I've never met this person. But at any rate, Colby Keddington, thank you for your contribution.
Is Keddington a real first name or a last name? Who knows?
That's a last name because okay. I don't know anybody named Keddington as a first name. So,
okay. Yeah.
It's all, host, what do you call it, host privilege?
Discretion.
Host privilege? Wow. Really getting carried away with the first chair stuff here. Yeah, host discretion. Yes, thank you. At any rate, if you like the show, like the host, the content we bring, and you want to help us spread the message of freedom, please consider becoming an amplifier. Amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Colby Keddington. We appreciate you. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I just want to say that we did finish building
doing a rapid ride. It's called the Albuquerque Rapid Ride ART. And
by, what do you mean we finished building? You were building this
She's
rapid
part of the
ride?
Commune.
No, we were like having a lot of controversy, people fighting back and forth, people that opposed it, people that want to build it. I mean, they had about 50 town meetings about the ART. They were advertised and people were going to throw in lawsuits, but it has been completed now.
Okay. Have you had a chance to ride it?
Oh yeah. I rode it, several times.
Is it actually rapid?
Yeah, it's pretty rapid. It only, instead of the regular bus stops, which like have frequent stops,
yeah,
it just goes up maybe like a quarter mile stop and another quarter mile stop and another quarter. So it is fast.
When is your shift to drive it?
Yeah, my experience with public transit is it usually takes somewhere around three times as long to get somewhere as it does if you had an automobile of your own in a city.
Well, that's why I got to get rid of all the automobiles, Captain, so it's only public transit, and you can get there faster.
Yeah, Uber already proved that false.
I literally thought that she was talking about an amusement park ride at first.
Oh, the rapid ride?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come here, Sarah.
Sarah, do you enjoy amusement parks? Have you been on any of the rides there?
Yeah, I have, but, you know, I'm older now, so I like to ride real rapid transit. I mean, transit that I could get around and grocery shop and go places and go to shopping malls. I'm not concerned about train rides and parks, museums. And I think they got things like that going around here. But
hey, thanks for the call, Sarah. We're glad that you like to ride it and ride it rapid. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you've got the name incorrect, sir. It's not the Albuquerque Rapid Ride. It's the Albuquerque Vapid Ride.
What, people vaping on it?
No. Vapid. Look it up. Vapid. V-A-P-I-D. Vapid.
Well, you got to tell our listeners what vapid means, then, if you already know.
V-A-P-E-D.
It's rather, there are nuances to it. It'll be more fun if you look it up. V-A-P-I-D. Because I'm too dumb to explain it anyway. And speaking of that, so Einstein, he won the
Wait. This
Nobel.
Actually might describe you on occasion, vapid, offering nothing that is stimulating or challenging.
Yes, that's why I didn't want to define it, because someone might make the connection between myself and the word that I supplied, attributing it to other people.
I got you. So what's your topic tonight? What are you calling about?
Einstein.
Well, just like Sarah, New Mexico government, a rather interesting use of $1 billion and some controversy. But let me brag for a second. You were talking about Einstein earlier. Einstein won the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1921. Mm-hmm. A cousin of mine, Ernest Orlando Lawrence, Lawrence Livermore Labs, he won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1939 and went on to the Manhattan Project and got a student of his named Robert J. Oppenheimer hired to run the Manhattan Project. And then my cousin Ernest went over and ran Oak Ridge, and there's that. So now that I've bragged,
congratulations
about someone else's accomplishments.
You sound like a statement.
Well, I don't have any of my own, so I've got to use other people's. All right, give me a break.
All right, break given.
Yeah. So this might be interesting. I didn't hear that. This might be interesting, or maybe not.
Is it vapid?
It better be a billion. Yeah, it's vapid. $1 billion. So the your government recently taxed you $1 billion for New Mexico only, as well as the hundreds of billions or trillions or whatever it was that they taxed you and took and gave to all the other states. But there was a controversy in the state of New Mexico where the $1 billion plus or minus whatever it was that was gifted from you through your taxes to the state of New Mexico came into the state of New Mexico, and then the governor decided that it was her decision as to what the $1 billion would be spent on. It was her decision and her decision alone. But the legislature said, But the legislature said, Governor, the decision as to what to do with those kind of funds is for the legislature to decide how to spend that $1 billion. And the governor did not yield. She said, And so the legislature sued her in the Supreme Court of the state of New Mexico, and they won. And they took that $1 billion away from the governor of the state of New Mexico and gave it to the legislature to decide what to do with it.
Oh, yeah. Then, see, that's the part. And I have a question.
Give it back to the people.
I have a question. Did the governor, was that a quote? Did she go,
Yes, she did. That was an exact quote. That was an exact quote. Right. But here, fast forward, it gets more interesting. Because fast forward a couple months, or whatever it was, a year, I don't know, and then all of a sudden, the governor did what has never been done before, and that is that there's $50 million in pork money that gets distributed amongst all the senators and representatives for them to spend on pet projects in their districts. Okay. And it's always been done. It's always been done, never been contested. But after the governor got the $1 billion taken out of her little mitts by the legislature, the governor then seems to have retaliated by completely canceling the $50 million that the senators and representatives have always gotten to spend on their constituents.
Dude, veto everything.
This makes me so happy. Because what it means is that cancel culture is finally coming to politics internally, right?
Well,
and that means that, like, politicians are going to be canceling each other.
The founders were right. That's why they designed three branches of government
Nothing makes me happier than to see politicians and internal, departments of governments fighting each other. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Gridlocked government.
My point was to point out that the New Mexico government, which was so mature in their trafficking of my children, which I proved with a unanimous decision at the New Mexico Court of Appeals, that M. Monica Zamora and John J. Romero had illegally trafficked my children. They were so mature in doing that, but they're so childish in their little tit-for-tat retaliation because she took our money, and then she's like, no, they took my money, and so she retaliated. It's the...
Hey, do you know what's rude, David? When somebody cuts you off in the middle of a sentence like that, that's what's rude. Sorry about that. Thanks for the call. We appreciate you.
How vapid of you.
How vapid of me. Vapid, adjective, offering nothing that is stimulating or challenging, used in a phrase. Tuneful but vapid musical comedies, according to the search engine. On the glowing box.
I like the lacking taste or flavor definition of vapid.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes. Lacking taste could
or
be...
Or zest. Lacking zest.
Lacking not using soap?
I guess.
That'd be lacking Irish Spring in my case. But. Did you hear about the guy only smelled on one side? He couldn't find any left guard. We're out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been Free Talk Live. If you missed any of our show, you can find it in the archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks and peace.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life.
When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.